Hi, and welcome to this demo of the ScanJig document stand. And this is a stand, I guess, particularly for blind or low vision folks that want to use OCR, optical character recognition, on their smartphone or tablet. I've got the ScanJig in front of me, and basically to me, it feels like a big rectangular box made of plastic, white plastic, and it feels sort of the same size as a flatbed scanner. Just lately I've had, I wouldn't say the privilege, but I've had to use my old Canon LIDE 200 flatbed scanner, and it sort of feels round about the same size as that. So it's fairly substantial. It's probably about an inch and a half, 2 inches thick. Remember, this is a rectangular plastic box, and it does fit in my computer bag. I've just got a normal size backpack and it fits in there quite nicely. So if you can imagine, as I said, a flatbed scanner, and you know, we have a flatbed scanner, you've got the lid at the front that you put your finger underneath the lip and pull it up and then away from you. Well, that's exactly the same way that the ScanJig opens up. So if I open it up, I was quite surprised. It actually sounds really creaky when you open it up. So it's got a little lip at the front, and then if I pull it up, keep pushing it back, it's now open. So the lid, which is going to be the document stand, is now facing me, sticking up in the air. And then I've just got the flat bed of the ScanJig itself right in front of me. And of course, it's got a few things inside it. So first of all, I've got a little plastic bag that contains two pegs that you can actually peg smaller documents to the ScanJig, depending on where you want to line them up. Because remember, the document holder's sitting behind the actual base of the ScanJig. And depending on where the focus of your smartphone or tablet is, you might need to peg particularly small items at a certain height to get your camera in focus without having to muck about adjusting it on the stand that we'll get to in a minute. And then also in this little packet, you get a couple of stick-on stoppers, and that's so that you can then, once you've got the correct position of your smartphone or tablet on the little shelf that supports the smartphone or tablet, you can stick this in front of the device to hold it and maybe onto one side of it to stop it moving around. Because I tend to switch between a couple of different smartphones and tablets, I haven't worried about doing that, but the pegs certainly come in handy. So that's in a little plastic bag. And then the next thing I'm going to take out is a shelf. And basically the shelf is a long plastic flat shelf with two pegs sticking out from the side of it, which will go into the stand that's going to hold the smartphone or tablet when we set it up. So that's the actual shelf that supports your smartphone or tablet. And then I've got a piece of paper here, which is the instructions on how to set up the ScanJig in print. Very handy. And then I have a piece of cardboard, which just happens to be black. And that's so that you can get good contrast between your document, particularly a small one, and the actual back of the ScanJig. Because remember, the back of the ScanJig is white. So if you want to get good contrast, you can stick this black cardboard sheet behind your document, and then you'll get a good contrast between particularly the edges of the, if you like, white paper that you're about to scan, if you like, and the back of the ScanJig document holder, which of course will be this piece of cardboard. All right, so I'm actually going to put that blank piece of cardboard, the black one, on the document stand right at the back. So remember, that's the lid of my pretend scanner. So that's on there now. Now, by the way, when you fill the open part of the lid, so this is the document holder, there's a plastic, and they call it a fence, running down the right-hand side. I'd call it a plastic side. It's not very high, but it's just enough for the document to bung up against it, okay? So I can't push it off any more to the right. And that little raised fence goes from probably a couple of inches, if you like, below the top of the document holder, right down to about an inch or so above the bottom of the ScanJig. So let me just take this sheet and I'll put that on the document holder as well. And of course, the bottom of the document holder is literally the back edge of the ScanJig, where you wouldn't close over the top of the scan tube. So now we've got to set up our smartphone or tablet holder. So in the bottom of the actual scan tube itself is a nice big holder that I've just taken at the bottom. It clips into clips and it's just nestled in there. The actual holder that's going to hold your smartphone or tablet with the shelf going across it, it's 9 inches high and 8 inches across. So I'll let people in Australia work out that in centimetres. And then on the actual smartphone or tablet holder, you've got 10 sets of holes that, of course, you're going to be able to fit in left and right those holes in the shell. So if I come down about a third away from the top of the actual smartphone or tablet holder, I've then got a number of sets of holes. So I've got a double set and I've got my thumb on either side of the holder. So I've got a set of holes, set of holes, set of holes, set of holes, and then I've got probably about an inch or so space, and then another group or set of holes on either side. So one set, two set, three set, four set, five set, six set. So all up, we've got a group of four at the top and a group of six towards the bottom. And again, the last hole down the bottom on either side, of course, ends up around about the same orientation as where it started from the bottom. And of course, like I said, that's where you put your shelf depending on the height of your actual smartphone or tablet. Now, remembering that the camera of your tablet or smartphone is going to point over the top of this holder. What's a little bit misleading is that it's actually a nice big round hole in the top of the actual holder, and that's not where you point the camera through. All right, that's more of a place where you can actually hold it with your fingers if you like. So you've got to position the actual shelf so that when you've got the smartphone and tablet in portrait mode, the top of the camera points over the top of the actual holder. And then on the back of the holder, just turn it around for me, I've got a stand that of course comes out a little bit, and when this is inserted into the bottom of the scan jig, it supports the weight of your smartphone or tablet. Now, the way you put this in, so if I come to the front of the scan jig and I go inside the scan jig, on either side I have got 1, 2, 3, 4 V-shaped cutouts on either side. And of course, because on either side, I take my holder and I select what V-shape, whether it's the front 1, 2, 3, or 4 going back towards the back of the scan jig, where I want to position the actual holder, so that when the top of my smartphone or tablet camera points into the middle of the document that's sitting on that document holder at the back of the scan jig. So I'm going to choose the front, and I'm just going to push the actual holder down. And then in the middle of the actual scan jig, in line with these V-shaped clips on either side, there are raised up clips that will fit into the bottom of the actual holder. So if I push the top of the holder forward, so the bottom's coming back towards me, you'll hear a click. So now if I feel the bottom of the holder in the bottom of the scan jig itself, it's slotted in to those holders on the bottom to keep it nice and firm. So that's now basically upright and facing me, and of course behind, right at the back, which seems to be a long way away, is the actual document. Because remember, the camera, you want its focus to hit the middle of the document. So that's why you've got these four different slots at the front, so you can position your camera focus at the best angle. Now I've got that holder in, I'm going to grab my little shelf here. Now, because I'm using an iPhone 8 Plus, I normally put my iPhone on the top row of the second group of six sets of holes on the holder. Okay, so I've gone past the first four sets of holes with the space, and then I'll put my iPhone shelf, if you like, across in the holder, and the shelf comes just in from the right hand edge and then extends outside the left hand side of the actual holder. So you can put a fairly large tablet in particular on the actual scan jig. And if I feel behind the actual holder, remember I said that little stand points at the back, it's touching the bottom of the scan jig support the holder when I put the device on it. And I've already marked with one of those sticky tags where my iPhone 8 should sit, which is sort of slightly off to the left, so that the camera's lined up with the document at the back on the document holder. I'm just going to put my iPhone on the shelf. And I've got it now sitting up right up against the little stick-on tag. Now, it does say you can put the tag or the little tab in front of the actual smartphone or tablet. Because I've got a case on mine, it won't fit. So mine's off to the left. Okay, and if I feel the top of the holder, my camera on my iPhone 8 Plus is just peeking over the top. So it's got a good shot of the actual document at the back sitting on the document holder. So just let me just grab my phone off the holder for the moment. And open Seeing AI.
Seeing AI, menu, button.
Four finger touch down towards the bottom of my screen.
Channel, short text, adjustable.
And I want to flick up.
Document.
To document. Okay, so now I'm going to put my phone back on the shelf and I'm going to put it over to the left till it hits the stop. There we go.
Hold steady.
Hold steady.
Processing.
Which means I just left it alone. Okay, fit to the right.
Scan result. Scan jig.
Okay, and two fingers swipe down.
Scan jig. Printed setup instructions, page 1 of 2. Setup instructions can also be found online at www.scanjig.com. Instructions. Video www.scanjig.com. Video. Product description. For a Braille formatted file, email info scanjig.com. The ScanLig scanning stand is designed for easy tactile positioning of both a smart device and documents for correct focus, alignment and field of view. Once set up, the stand holds smartphones or tablets in a vertical portrait orientation and at an angle where the device's touchscreen interface is facing a seated user. The stand can also hold a document, in the same vertical portrait orientation, an angle, directly behind the smartphone or tablet. The device holder can be adjusted to position your device's rear lens to point directly at the center of the document. After the smart device is positioned in the optimum location, stops can be applied to lock in this position.
That's more sticker tags.
Then your phone or tablet can easily be placed in the same spot for each subsequent use. Also, the entire device holder assembly can be removed and the stand can then be used to hold documents when capturing images with smart eyeglasses. The product's open design takes advantage of ambient light and helps avoid shadows. If the feature is needed, the device's flash is completely unobstructed. Also, the entire product is made using white-colored molded plastic. What is stored inside the scan jig? A smart device holder and device shelf. The device will sit on the shelf. Two document clips to better hold creased documents or small items. Peel and stick device stops. After your mobile device is positioned, the stops help hold it in place and provide an easy way to quickly use the same position again. A support bracket for book scanning mode. Black sheet provides background contrast for automatic border detection when scanning smaller items, e.g. checks, business cards, photos. Initial setup. One to open, move the scan jig so the latch on the front end is facing you. Place your finger under the latch and pull slightly out and up to unlatch. Open the cover all the way until it stops. The inside of the cover is the document bed with a shelf on the bottom and a fence on the right. Place a document on the shelf and against the fence. Two, positioning your device camera for a full screen view of the document. This initial setup is done once. The optimum position for your device is then preserved by applying the peel and stick stops for subsequent uses. Reach inside the ScanLig tray and lift the device holder up and out of the storage clips. The holder is about 8 inches wide by 9 inches tall. There is a large handle hole near the top edge. There are 4 rectangular holes along the bottom edge. With the smooth side facing you, slide the left and right edges of device holder into one of the 4 slots molded into the sides and near the front of the ScanLig tray. The slots are located just after each V-shaped molded protrusion. The holder will slide straight down all the way to the bottom of the tray. 2 anchor clips molded into the bottom of the tray will snap into the rectangular holes on the bottom edge of the holder. 2. Do this, push the top edge of the holder away from you and the bottom edge will then engage the clips. The device holder has 10 sets of holes and the shelf has 2 pegs that can be inserted into the holes. Hold the shelf horizontally, smooth side up, choose the set of holes that will best position your device's lens to point at the center of the document and insert the shelf into the holes. Patented. Page 1 of 2. Play. Button. Stop. Button. Increase font size. Button.
Okay. Decrease stop font it size. Now. 2 finger touch. Now, on the instructions it just read out to us, and I'm only mentioning this now because it makes more sense now you've heard that documentation and me explaining a little bit. You've actually got a bracket so that the actual scan jig can rotate itself around either the lid, goes on the table, and then the face here, when I've currently got it sitting, goes up. So that's now facing away from me. So then I can actually read a full-size book under the scan jig. I'm just going to grab the little bracket on the table. I'm just going to take my phone off the scan jig for the moment. Okay, now what I'm going to do is I'm going to push the document stand at the back, which is the lid, down. Now that's actually now flat on the table, and I've got the underneath of the scan jig at the moment now up in the air facing me, and if I let it go, it's just going to fall forward, hence the bracket. So I'm going to take the bracket and I'm going to hold it upright, and then right in the middle, about a third of the way down from the top, there's two little slots that the bracket, the top of the bracket fits into. And if I extend it out a little bit, and then if I pull it down towards me, I've now got the scan jig at an angle, the bottom of the scan jig now facing towards me with the bracket holding it in place. And then the actual shelf is now horizontal with the actual document stand flat on the table, which means if I now turn that page over and put it down, we can actually read page 2. There we go. And I'll grab my phone again. So this time, I'm going to put my phone on top of the actual holder, line it up with the tag at the left.
Hold steady. Processing.
Okay, and
scan result. Setup instructions, page 2 of 2.
Okay, two finger swipe down.
Setup instructions, page 2 of 2. Turn on your device and open your scanner app. Place your phone or tablet on the shelf in the quadrant. Orientation. The top of your device will be about the top edge of the device holder and completely unobstructed, with the lens pointing at the document. Note the large hole is only a handle. Slide your device left or right on the shelf until the document is in full view. To adjust vertically, you can move the shelf to different holes. To zoom in or out, the entire device holder assembly can be moved to a different slot. Peel and stick stops when your phone or tablet is in the best position. Place one or two stops on the shelf in front of the device. Press firmly.
Won't fit.
Also, place one stop on the device holder along the right side of the device.
No.
Press firmly.
Keep on the left.
Now your phone or tablet can easily be repositioned for each use. Document clips. These can be used on the document bed to help hold documents that have creases. 3A bracket is provided to help support the scanning.
That's the bracket I was just talking about just then.
The bracket is designed to plug into two small rectangular holes that can be found on the underside of the scan lid. To scan books, tilt the scan lid up until the document bed is lying flat on the table and the bottom it was flat on. The table is now facing you. Then, find the two rectangular holes in the bottom of the scan lid, which is facing
scan
you, and insert the bracket to help stabilize the scan lid in this new position. In this orientation, a book can be laid on. The scan lid's document bed and the phone's camera can be positioned to point down at the book. Also, the peel and stick stops can be helpful in securing your phone and marking the best position for your device. Note, it is recommended that only smartphones be used for scanning in this mode. Make sure there is good room lighting, and or turn on the phone's flash. 4. To close the scan jig for travel or storage, remove the fully assembled device holder from the slot and lay it flat in the tray. Remove any document clips from the document bed. Finally, close and lock the cover. Figure 1 scan jig assembly document scan.
That's it.
Figure 2 book scan.
Okay.
Rotate the scan.
So, by the way, I did mention there, you might have heard, don't try and use this in this position with a tablet. Otherwise, I think it's just going to be too heavy for the actual holder. And by the way, when I did it in the horizontal mode, that's in now, I made sure that that little stand underneath the holder itself was pulled out a bit to hold the holder properly. Let's dismantle it and put it away. Put my phone off. To make this easier, what I'm going to do is I'm going to take the little stand out and put it back down on the table. So now it's facing me again. And I'm going to leave the document sitting in the document holder at the back. I'm going to take the shelf off. I'm actually then going to take the holder out of that those V slots. Remember I said mine's at the front. So I take it out. I'm going to pull the top of the actual holder forward. And you heard a click. And I'm going to just pull it straight up. And then I'm going to lay it inside towards the back of the actual scan jig itself. Push it down and it clips into two clips, so hold it nice and steady. And then I'm going to pop in the shelf, pop in the stand, put my pegs and my other sticker tags in there. Now, just a tip before I close the lid, remember with the stand that holds it in that book reading mode where I said it was tilted up, just make sure that the two little feet that connect into the bottom of the scan jig when you've got an orientation are past the shelf facing down, otherwise you won't be able to close the lid. And I've also put the pegs at the front of the scan jig closest to me, and that way you can close the lid properly. So now the pages are falling forward and I'm going to take the lid at the back, the document stand, and close it. And then pick it off the table, and we're ready to go. I can whack it back in my bag, and off we go again. And just thing I didn't mention when I was describing the actual scan jig case itself, on the bottom, it's got four round rubber feet, one on each corner, of course, to stop it slipping on the table. So I know this has been round for a good, 4 or 5 years or so. It's the first time I've ever seen one in Australia. I think I bought this off Amazon for about $75. Hello, Amazon, bye. But for me, it's certainly worthwhile. I basically bought this to replace my old cardboard scan box. So great device. More information, you can go to www.scanjig.com. That's S-C-A-N-J-I-G.com. That'll do me for this demo on the scan jig. And as always, thanks for listening, and bye for now.